Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island. This is episode 193 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. I am Mike down in sunny southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in blustery New England. Mr. Klinsman.
Yeah, blustery is accurate.
I just saw that there's a polar vortex coming down, hitting the upper Midwest and moving its way toward the East Coast. Is that correct?
It's currently 26 degrees here in the studios, and it's going to drop down to 21 overnight.
Okay.
Windy. Tomorrow's a high of like 40, I think. Miserable. I was just in 85 degree weather last week, and now it's like misery.
With zero humidity. Was that not like the nicest week of your life?
It was very nice. There was a couple days with a little bit of humidity, but I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
But there was, I think... Maybe Sunday and Monday, or Monday and Tuesday had some humidity, but it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. It was gorgeous. Those first few days were, like, the best, though.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, high of 78, no humidity. And it got a little warmer towards the end of the trip, which was great. I loved it. And then a little bit of humidity came in, but... It was just enough, like, you could work up a little sweat, but you weren't, like, drenched.
Correct. You didn't have to run to the air conditioning.
No, not every time.
You'd stay outside pretty much all day and be happy. A
couple times at Epcot on that Monday, though, it was getting warm, and I was going into certain things just to get out of the heat, but it wasn't so overbearing that you couldn't, like, stand outside. If you found a little piece of shade, you were in good shape.
Mm.
Beautiful things. We'll get into a lot of that in the coming weeks.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. So I have to say something that... maybe address the elephant in the room here. How about those Celtics? Off to a great start this season, aren't they?
Well, I was going to pose a question, and it wasn't a plan. It wasn't something that I was going to let you think about, but now that you opened that can of worms, I'm going to ask you, is Danny Ainge the best executive in all of sports?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would have to say, he's got to be up there. I don't know hockey enough to really answer that definitively, but as far as, like, football, baseball, basketball, he's got to be. I mean, the way he stockpiled those picks and now he's turning them into this team.
Well, first of all, how he put together the original Dream Team.
Well, that's true with KG coming in and Ray Allen.
And they could have won, I think, one more. I think they should have won two.
Definitely.
But a lot of these guys were in the tail end of their careers, and they had to win now.
Definitely, yeah.
And what he's done, I mean, the way he played his hand with Jason Tatum.
That was a great pick.
He wanted him number one overall anyways.
Right, exactly.
So he moves down to three, gets another first-round pick. Trade for Kyrie Irving, I wasn't really, really big on it. But now that I see him, he's ridiculous, isn't he?
Oh, he's incredible, yeah.
And speaking of, I'm watching ESPN, and I down at the ticker, they said that he left the game today with concussion symptoms.
Oh, geez, that's
so
not
they
good.
Got a mass unit up in Boston right now.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have said anything, because Horford's out, Tatum's out, Irving now hurt. But still, they haven't lost since those first two games. And,
no.
And be interesting tonight as we record if they could beat Charlotte, but... Yeah, I mean, I was surprised, and now they're starting to click. Those young guys are really good, Tatum and Brown.
Yep.
Good picks.
And I think
I wasn't
Brad
high
Stevens,
on Brown either last year. So
I think Brad
right.
Stevens a great coach, too.
Yeah, he seems to be. Guys seem to like to play for him anyway. They play defense. That's one thing that you can't say about a lot of teams. They play defense.
Yeah, they do.
So it's pretty good. If he can get those guys to play defense and play hard... And with the talent they have, they could have a good year, even without Hayward.
Yep. Yep.
So how's things going? You're back in season, I heard.
Yes, sir. We are back in season. I picked up a 2 shifts for Mr. Cha Kim this week. Hello there?
Two shifts, huh?
Yes, sir.
What happened? He couldn't make it already?
No, he had family in. His daughter lives up in Minneapolis, of all places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she works for the VA. She got transferred up there a couple years ago. So she was down. He has a grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a year old now. So he had a bunch of family come down. And he asked me, he said, he goes, can you take a shift or two? And I said, yeah. I said, I'll definitely take Friday because that's my day off. And Friday's a big day at the club.
Is it a lot of tips? Potentially a lot of nickels
yes.
and dimes?
Oh, I got two. I got two jacks today.
Two jacks.
They're named after the President Andrew Jackson.
Oh, I believe he's on the $20 bill.
He's on the 20. I got two jacks today. I mean,
so
you
nickels,
get
dimes, and jacks.
Nickels, dimes, and jacks all day, Billy.
I mean, if you start pulling in grants, I might have to pull up shop and move down there.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. So I took his Friday because it's my day off. And I said, I work with him on Mondays, and he said, how about a Wednesday? And I said, well, I work at the non-tipping club on Wednesday, but let me see what I can do. I text one of the guys who's always looking for shifts. I said, you working Wednesday? He's like, nope. I said, you want my Wednesday night? He's like, yep. I'm like, well, of course you want to have somebody work your shift at the non-tipping so you can go over the tipping.
Of course.
It's a no-brainer, correct?
Yeah, definitely. You can go there and do nothing. And then get some nickels and dimes, maybe even some jacks. Who knows?
Yeah, jacks.
You don't see a lot of jacks on a Wednesday, though.
I got my first jack on a Wednesday, actually.
Oh, I would think jacks are saved for Friday and Saturday.
You almost feel embarrassed. Like, one guy, he's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, you can wipe them off. I'm like, all right, cool. I said, why don't you grab your car and I'll load them up for you. I load them up. He hands me a 20, and you almost start shaking because you didn't deserve that, obviously.
Did you ask him if he needs change?
Susie asked me that. Nah, you just kind of put, you know, oh, thank you. You kind of wait for that. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't offer it up. You know what I mean?
You don't want him to say yes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'll take 17 back. All of a sudden it goes from a jack to three ones, and then you're really kicking yourself.
And Mr. Kim liked it because the other day somebody came up for some range balls, and we had just started our shift, so the guy hands me a 20, and I go into my lunch pail, and I pull 15 out, and he's going, oh, he goes, you got a till in your lunch bucket. I go, of course. He goes, oh, that's a brilliant. I go, I'm always thinking, Chai. We've just got our best intentions at heart.
Do you guys split tips, or is
we split at the end of the night.
Oh, that's good. No competition then that way.
No.
Work as a team instead of adversaries.
Exactly.
A house divided cannot stand against itself, Billy.
It was my first shift, too, with him since season started. I just started laughing because, like, he's cleaning somebody's clubs. He goes, Mike. I'm like, what? He goes, points to the parking lot, the Ranger balls. And I look, and you see, like, a husband and wife with their drivers come walking through. Vito likes that. He actually said that he'd like to come and sit at the curb for about an hour, maybe bring a little glass of Vinos, puff on the cigar, and kind of be a consultant and see where we're leaving some money behind. I think that's a good idea, don't you think?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, Vito told me, he said, yeah, he goes, just let me know what day you want me to come up. He said, and I'll just sit on the cart and just smoke a cigar. And
the only problem is, you know, Vito, like when he comes, he's going to show up with the wife beater and suspenders on.
Yeah, and his cane.
Exactly.
And his driver's going to be sitting where he's not supposed to.
And he's still got, he's going to have his clubs. He's still got the old wooden woods, persimmon woods.
Yes. He takes a couple practice swings and he just takes divots.
Yeah,
he's got
exactly.
The cigar hanging out of his mouth.
That's but everyone tells him, good shot, Vito. Good shot, Vito. Yeah,
good ball, Vito. Good ball.
Oh, that's funny. So you're just getting into season and my season's ending.
What is Isn't that weird?
We have going on, yeah.
I had to weather channel.
It's funny, on one of our Facebook Live broadcasts, I said that I think Joe Por Favor Joe Regano asked if you were coming Sunday, and I said only if Cha could cover his shift, and he says Cha does not cover shifts.
Mr. Kim will take some shifts, especially if it's on a money day.
Oh, that's true.
If it's on a money day, Mr. Kim takes shifts. Hello there.
You said you're watching Weather Channel?
This morning, because of the polar vortex and those mushroom heads are up at International Falls. I'll post a video. It's beautiful. The guy was just a complete oofta nerd. He brought up riffraff, and I mean, he had that playbook down to a science.
He hit all the talking points.
Ah, yeah. You know, people like to go out because it's so cold. They just like to see what it's like out there. And, you know, it keeps the riffraff out.
Oh, yes, of course.
You always heard that because all the bums live in the warm weather states and they don't want to come up to glorious Minneapolis because there's no crime in the Twin Cities at whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm sure there's no homeless people in Minneapolis.
Yeah, no, keeps the riffraff out.
I'm sure.
Oh, this guy was a complete bozo, though. And it was -6 up there this morning. Oh. How's that sound?
It's only November 10th.
Oh, they said that the mayor, they had the mayor from International Falls was on. He said not only is the ice, the lakes are freezing, they're almost safe to go out on.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, that's not good.
I'd still be hoping to get a couple days on my boat. Forget ice fishing.
You know, and these people, you see them do like their last boat rides, beautiful foliage on Lake Minnetonka, and oh, it's 68 degrees, a nice crisp day, and then boom, done. See you, -6.
Then you're shoveling next
week. Have a nice winter. We'll talk to you in May.
May, right? Not even April, May.
Nah, we'll see you in May.
Ugh. Does that make you angry still, or you just feel bad for the people?
I feel so bad for them. I start getting itchy, because I used to get that itchy skin in January when you took a hot shower.
Oh, because it got so dry, yeah.
Take a hot shower, and your skin got so dry, and like I sometimes can feel it on my elbows when I'm watching that nonsense.
It's like when an amputee like itches the arm that's not there anymore.
Yes,
you have that same feeling.
Exactly.
Do you have like survivor's guilt? Do you feel like you shouldn't be out of there? Do you feel bad for being so happy where you are?
No, I don't feel any guilt at all because it's a simple thing to do.
That's true.
It's a simple thing to do. It's difficult, but yet one of the simplest acts you can do.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week, Jürgen?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
This is from Harpoon. This is their fall brew. It's called the Flannel Friday. It's a hoppy, malty, crisp amber ale, 5.7% alcohol by volume. It's good. I've had this before, and I really like it.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
The sun is bright, but the air is crisp. It's time to add another layer. Fall is here. The malt sweetness balances the hoppy citrus notes in this new amber ale. Does that sound like mud to you?
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
All right.
You know what song I have in my head because we call each other Bill? And you call me Billy? You know that song by Phil Collins, Billy? Gammo, don't you lose that number.
I don't know that song.
Cause you're not anywhere that I can't find you now. Gammo, don't you lose that number. It's a great song.
It's one of my favorite Phil Collins songs.
Alright, well.
Not familiar with it, but it sounds good.
Alright, Billy.
Especially with you singing it.
Don't lose that number.
Jürgen.
Lose that number, do 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 do, because you're not anywhere. I can't find you. You want to go to break?
Yeah, let's take a break. All
right, we're going to go to break.
On the ground.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 193 of the Por Favor, Montengase Alejandro de los Podcast. Mr. Klinsman's up in Westerly. Do you have your flannels on yet, sir?
No, I'm still wearing the shorts.
You're still braving it, huh?
Yeah, still rocking the shorts. It's all I can do. I have to hold strong. I might have the hoodie on, but I still have to hold on to the shorts.
Did you feel like a pile of mud when you got off that plane in Providence a few days ago?
It wasn't. It was cold, but it wasn't that bad.
No.
But it's gotten worse since then. It was still like in the 50s that night, so it wasn't too bad. But I knew what was ahead. Actually, no, it was pretty bad because it was like 45 and rainy when I got off the plane.
Yeah, that was at midnight or so, right?
Yeah, well, our flight actually got delayed an hour, which was fun coming back.
Well, what, did you just sit at MCO?
Yeah.
Did you go to the Chick-fil-A out in that concourse area?
No, because we got through security, and then that's out before security, so I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, so you had nothing. What'd you do, just sit around?
Yeah, pretty much.
You could have done your one last Facebook Live.
That's true. I didn't have it in me at that point.
Understand. Yeah,
I'm sure you can understand that.
Yep.
I wasn't in the right frame of mind for that. But this week, Billy, we have some important things to talk about. Because we were able to get together for a couple days and enjoy some filth at a couple different restaurants at Walt Disney World. And I figured we could talk about that a little bit because my trip review is going to take a while. I need to write some notes down. So we'll get to that in the next week or so.
Billy, you sound a little verklempt up there in studio. Are these allergies or are you under the weather?
Yeah, it's not allergies. It's the girls are sick. Everyone's been sick.
You been fighting this for like 3 weeks now?
Yeah, it's not. It's just lingering with me. I just have the congestion. I feel pretty good. I just have the congestion. My heat's kicking on right now, just so you know.
Oh, that heat. That.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that noise. When the furnace, you hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Starts warming up and.
Not good.
No.
So basically, we'll talk this week about the three meals that we shared together and our thoughts on the restaurants and everything, because that's what we do best.
Yes,
and next week we'll start my overall trip review, and then probably the following week we'll wrap it up. It'll be a two-part trip review.
It'll take us right into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then we could just we could talk about that as well. But basically, you met us up at Walt Disney World on Friday.
Mid-late afternoon,
yeah,
about 4-ish
or so.
5 o'clock,
I think.
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
And we had a dinner reservation at 7:45 at the Liberty Tree Tavern at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one of your favorites, because when I told you that reservation, you said, oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's usually how I plan what time I'm getting up there.
Based on reservations.
Correct. And I do enjoy that place.
Now, this is a place I haven't been to in a long time. I haven't been since they've done this All You Care to Enjoy. It's been a long, long time. So
What was it when you went?
It was just regular menu.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was in the 90s. This was my first trip, like 98, 99, something like that.
Is this when you took Por Favor Frank's credit card and ran around the parks? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
But this was a pretty good meal overall. I enjoyed it. The atmosphere in there is pretty nice. What do you like? You've been there a few times. Do you like the dining room, the atmosphere and everything, or are you kind of in it for the food?
I'm in it for the food, but it is kind of cool.
It's got that, it's like that in between. It's like they went with the theme, but they didn't go 100%. They didn't go all in. Like, it's kind of like they want it to be a little bit understated, but there's enough in there where you're like, they didn't go the whole way. They kind
of
got stuck.
Reminds me of some of those old places that you go to in Newport.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they were going for, just a tavern like that. But the food was pretty good, I have to say. I didn't know what to expect. I had pretty high expectations because you like it, my family likes it. So I knew it couldn't be terrible. And then they started bringing out these the rolls with the honey butter. And you
and
knew
I'm
it
not
was going to be
guy.
Good from there. Ah, here we go. Not a roll guy. You had about 73 of these things.
Yeah, give or take one or two. You're right. Oh, that butter, though.
That honey butter is... I mean, could put that on a shoe, like you like to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put that on a shoe.
That stuff is good, that honey butter. It's so simple. I mean, I think they literally just put honey on, like, some warm butter
probably.
And mix it up, but... It's so good, and that bread is so good. Then they bring out the Declaration salad, which I'm looking at a picture of here. It's just a simple salad: lettuce, cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, with a house-made dressing, and that's pretty good. I mean, it's not like the best salad you've ever had, but it's a good start to the meal.
Yeah, it gets you your base. Right. But what I like is it's tossed perfectly. The dressing is tossed perfectly.
It is a good dressing.
And some of these, all you care to enjoy, it gets a little soggy.
You get like a soupy salad.
Yeah, you get the soupy, which indicates to me that it's been sitting there for a long time.
That's true.
And, you know, the iceberg lettuce was nice and crisp. It took the dressing. I thought the dressing was very flavorful.
It definitely tasted fresh because, like, like when you get the cucumbers and they start getting dried out if they've been cut for too long?
Yeah.
It didn't have that. The cucumbers were good. The tomatoes were good.
Or sometimes they're a little mushy and they have, like, a little tannish color.
Right, exactly. Everything seemed fresh on that salad. I mean, it's not something I wouldn't go, like, if they had that at a quick serve, I wouldn't go out of my way to get the salad. But as a side dish, it's good. Definitely good. Then that Patriots platter comes out, and boy, Billy, that is that's a heavy hitter, isn't it?
Oh, God, that thing is just loaded up.
So there's traditional roast turkey breast, some pot roast, and carved pork roast. I didn't even try the turkey, because I'm not a big turkey guy, and you guys all liked it, so I'm sure it was good. It's all white meat. Is it dry? It looked a little dry that day.
No, it was all right. It was pretty good. It was moist.
Didn't need a ton of gravy to keep it edible.
Nope.
But I will say the pot roast and the pork roast were excellent at that place.
Fantastic. The pot roast was really good, wasn't it?
It's like, it might as well call it like pulled beef because it just falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So tender. It's not like, you know how sometimes when it gets like that, it's dry when it falls
apart?
It's almost
like a braised short rib. I mean, it was really fork tender. You just, you take your fork and you just push it down because you don't even need to fork it. You push it down and it falls through the holes and then you eat it that way.
Mm-hmm. But it's not dry. Sometimes that leads to a dry meat, but this was still very moist. It was very good. And the pork roast, that was my favorite of anything I had, was that pork roast. It had a good flavor. It had a different flavor, almost like a citrusy flavor to it. I don't know if it was like, if they used lemon or something with it, but it had a very distinct flavor, that carved pork roast. That was my favorite of the meats that they had. And then just traditional side dishes like stuffing, mashed potatoes. Those green beans were good, though, that came with it.
Uh-huh.
I really liked that. They were nice and they were still firm, like an al dente.
And they were garlicky, too. You could see little pieces of chopped up garlic on those bad boys.
Yep. The gravy was good that came with it, for the potatoes, the stuffing, and the meat. The one thing that I didn't enjoy, and I think you'll agree, is the mac and cheese is terrible there.
Oh, the mac and cheese is awful. For everything being spot on, that's a very disappointing dish.
It's so bland. It has, like, no flavor to it. That's one of the easiest things to make. And usually Disney makes it pretty good. I've had some good mac and cheese at Disney. But this was, it was disappointing. I'm sure, I know you agree. I think most people did. I mean, we ate it. It wasn't like it was disgusting. It just didn't have a lot of flavor to it.
Correct.
It needed like a couple shots of hot sauce to make it edible.
And after dinner, we looked over and we saw that big bottle of Tabasco on another table.
Yeah, and you know why that was there.
We know why that was there. It wasn't for the turkey.
No. But I think I don't know about you, but for me, the star of the show was that dessert. That thing is amazing. The ooey gooey toffee cake with vanilla ice cream, caramel sauce, and chocolate sauce on top. So the description says it's a vanilla cake with gooey toffee filling with caramel sauce and vanilla ice cream, but I wouldn't even call it a cake. It's almost like a chocolate chip cookie, like in a skillet. It's like, it tastes like Toll House cookie pie, but with toffee
exactly
instead
right,
of chocolate
Bill.
Chips.
Exactly right.
And it was perfectly warm. It wasn't hot where the ice cream melted completely, but it was nice and warm where the ice cream started to melt, and it made it nice and soft. Oh, I would have skipped all the sides and the salad and the bread had I known how good that dessert was.
And just had a couple of those. A
couple pieces of pork, a couple pieces of pot roast, and like six helpings of that dessert. It was so
good. You're right. That was good.
And you always say you're not a dessert guy. I usually try a bite just to see, and you were all over this thing.
I was killing that thing. That was tasty. I told Susie when I got home, she was not happy to hear.
Because they changed that. They used to have the apple crisp or something was the dessert with that, right? Last time you went, it wasn't that ooey gooey.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I'd never had that before. That was lovely.
And I said to you, and you weren't a huge fan of the dessert at Ohana, but that was my favorite dessert at Disney up until this. This blew it out of the water. 100 times out of 100, I would pick this ooey gooey toffee cake.
You could have that every night after dinner, couldn't
you? It was so good. I mean, I might die in 3 weeks if I had it every night after dinner, but it was so good. I have a picture of it on my phone. I look at it every day since I've been there.
Do you really?
Pretty much. When we went back to the Magic Kingdom like 2 days later, and I told Mary to go up and ask if we could get some of the dessert to go, like how much it would cost just to get some dessert from there.
Did she do that or
no,
take on that task?
No, she didn't. It's almost worth it just for that, like $32 for all
just
you
can eat. Just to have all you can eat of that
cake.
Dessert?
Yeah, it's close to being worth it.
I wonder if you could just sit there and just say, hey, we're going to make life easy. We're going to be in and out of here in 20 minutes. Just start with the dessert.
Yeah, bring me a coffee and the dessert, and we'll make things go quick here. And the bread with some butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. Not a bad deal. I think it was $35 per adult, and we had the tables in Wonderland. That's a pretty good price. For the amount of food you get, that's one of your best values at Disney. It's cheaper than any of the buffets for dinner, and it's just as good.
And the food's, I think the food's great, don't you?
It's very good, yeah. I don't know about great. The stuff they do well is great, but not everything was great. Like
that's fair.
The stuffing was average. It wasn't anything like that blew you out of the water with the stuffing. The mac and cheese wasn't that good, but everything else was very good. Yeah, and the dessert was great, so... Overall, as far as food quality goes, I'd say B+ for everything. But as an experience and value, just definitely in the A ball range. You know what I mean? I'd go back easily because I feel like you get a good value for what you pay for. It's a nice experience. They don't rush you. They actually seem like they were going slow a little bit. Like sometimes you get that and it's before they even come over and ask for your drinks, they bring you your first course and they're like, all right, let's get going. We got to turn these tables over, but they were very relaxed. You know, we had to kind of ask for the next course, which was nice because then we were able to enjoy our dinner. So I like that aspect of it a lot.
Yeah, I like not feeling rushed.
Yeah, that's one thing that can happen a lot at Disney, especially in the really popular places. You feel rushed, like Ohana's, for instance. They kind of just push everything to you, and then they're like, all right, here's your check. But this place was not that way, so definitely enjoyable. I would go back. I know you probably feel the same because you've been there several times recently, and you always are happy to go back again.
Correct.
And then we had a fun night, which I'll get to, at Magic Kingdom. We did some live videos there, but overall the dinner was very good. And then we actually, on our way back to the hotel, we met Sean from the Enchanted Tiki Talk on our bus, and we hung out with him and his buddy. Till about 2:30 in the morning down at the All-Star Music at the bar. We didn't use the bar, but we were at the bar hanging out for quite a while.
Right, we used their amenities.
It was nice bumping into him, meeting him for the first time. I know you met him one other time.
A couple years ago, correct.
But it was fun. That was a good evening.
That was a good evening, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Trading war stories behind the mics.
Yes, exactly. Our meetups always involve sitting at a value resort bar and staying there until like 3 in the morning.
Yes. So if you ever want to hit us up for another Por Favor meetup, you know what's entailed.
Yeah, we'll be at the All-Star Sports Bar in 2 years and just come there until about 3 in the morning. You'll probably find us.
Yeah, so like, yeah, if you get back from the parks at like 12:30 and you think it's too late, nope.
But the most beautiful thing about that evening, I have to say, was as we were finishing up the night, you were heading to your room. You were staying with my sisters for that night. And we started talking about breakfast the next morning, which was like 6-7 hours away. We're like, what are we going to do for breakfast?
We got a game plan. We had the game plan.
Well, we did, but we kind of played it by ear. Because we were trying to pull up menus on the My Disney Experience, which was not going well because that app is terrible.
It's a great app, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awful. All the wait times were wrong all week. So I'll just get this off my chest right now. They don't put any wait times up at the parks anymore. Remember they used to have the big boards that told you every wait time in the park?
Oh, sure, yep.
Well, they got rid of all those things, which is fine because they have the app. But the app was wrong all week. Every time I'd look into the app, it said everything was a 10 or a 5-minute wait. And I'd get to the attraction, it'd be 45 minutes, 70 minutes. So it wasn't very helpful at all. Anyway, besides that, we were trying to find a place to eat. And one thing we found out, although we didn't go there, and they had a reservation for Yachtsman for breakfast. I didn't even know they served breakfast at Yachtsman.
No, that was news to us.
And we were very intrigued. And then when we finally saw the menu, they didn't even have a steak and eggs. So we kind of crossed that off our list. But we ended up at a spot that I've wanted to go to for a while. And you went once for lunch, or was it dinner?
We went for dinner.
This is at Old Key West Resort, Olivia's Cafe, for breakfast. And we got there, and this was after the first day of races, so it was a little busy, a lot of people mulling about at that time. And we don't have a reservation. We figured, you know, what are the odds Olivia's for breakfast is going to be a long wait? We get there, what, 10 o'clock approximately,
I believe? Yes.
And I went up to the host stand, and I just said, table for two, please. And they said, oh, it's going to be about an hour wait. She said, would you like to wait? And I said, no, thanks. So I went out, talked to Mike, and I said, it's going to be an hour wait. But on our way over, when I was looking at the app, they had reservations, but I didn't bother making one because they had so many reservations. So I pulled it up quickly on my phone, and I was able to make a reservation for like 15 minutes later.
That's the most ridiculous thing ever, isn't it?
And they told me it would be an hour wait, and then I went back up to the host, and I said, I have a reservation for 10:15. And she's like, okay, here's your buzzer. And she just
handed me.
That
was so dumb.
She hands me the buzzer. It goes off 15 minutes later, and we're sitting down at like 10:20. In the meantime, though, as we were waiting, we walked around the pool area and their shop and everything.
And tell me what your first thoughts of that resort was, Bill.
It felt like a true, like, all-inclusive resort. That's what it felt like. Like, it didn't feel like it was a Disney property. It felt like a true, like, vacation destination, just the resort itself. The pool was great. It was active. A ton of people at the pool.
Oh, yeah, especially at that hour, too, huh?
A ton of people. People are already getting cocktails at the bar at 10 o'clock in the morning. They have a sauna, they have two hot tubs, a water slide. They're right on the water, so they have like the boating activities. They have a fire pit, a lot of chairs, hammocks, tennis courts, volleyball courts, shuffleboard. They had foosball, everything. And there were just a ton of people mulling about. The quick serve was bumping out. The bar, like I said, people were going there. Olivia's was busy. It just felt like a lot of hustle and bustle. It felt really cool, and the grounds are just gorgeous there.
Yes.
Like, you said you love that style, like that...
That Floridian...
The Southern Florida style, and that's obviously what it's themed after, and they do it well. And that's not... I mean, I like it. It's not something that I seek out, but they did it really well. But, man, that... The lobby area, or the main... area of the resort is just perfect. They have it set up perfectly. It's like you're on a boardwalk. You're walking on a boardwalk between the pool and all the restaurants and stuff. And there's just so much going on. It's really cool. It reminds me of like a miniature boardwalk resort at the Disney's boardwalk. It's like kind of like a scaled down version of that. I really liked it. And like I think you said, it just hopped up to the top of your list of places you need to stay.
Yeah, it's always been on my radar, but that's a place where I'd like to spend a weekend and maybe just go to Epcot and have dinner and watch Illuminations.
You wouldn't even need to leave, though.
Probably wouldn't. You're correct.
You're a resort guy. That's the place for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about Grand Floridian, but the Grand Floridian's biggest appeal to people besides you is its proximity to Magic Kingdom. This place's biggest appeal is that you don't need to go to a park to enjoy yourself there.
Correct.
It was awesome. I loved it. And we've been thinking about renting DVC points for a trip in a few years, and that place
really
high up on the list. Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's all about exposure, Bill. It's all about exposing you to different things.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. And then, not to mention the food. So let's talk about our breakfast at Olivia's Cafe. The menu's pretty good. It's not terribly expensive for a Disney breakfast. It's right in line with everything.
Not a huge menu either, by no means.
No, but they had enough choices. They had, I think they even had some specials, which I don't remember what they were, but I think they had a couple specials. But they have just a regular pancakes with two eggs, your choice of bacon, ham, or sausage. Then you can get it with strawberries or blueberry sauce on top. Whoa, easy there.
Whoa, what happened over here?
I don't know. What'd you do? Drop a couple of your unofficial beer sponsors of the week? They have the banana bread French toast, which is what I went with. It was topped with a Bohemian banana rum syrup, coconut whipped cream, and served with bacon, sausage, or ham. They have eggs and hash. Two eggs served over sweet potato ham hash topped with key lime hollandaise, served with a biscuit, herb chimichurri sauce, and bacon, sausage, or ham. Crab cake eggs benedict also sounds very good.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, two pan-fried crab cakes on an English muffin with key lime hollandaise and Olivia's breakfast potatoes. Waffle and eggs, you get the idea there. Olivia's breakfast, which is two eggs, potatoes, buttermilk biscuit, with bacon, sausage, or ham. There's an egg white omelet for the health conscious, roasted peppers, spinach, mushrooms, and goat cheese, served with sliced tomatoes and a biscuit.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad if you're looking to eat a little healthy. At least it's a tasty option. And then the sombrero beach omelet, ham, green peppers, onions, and cheddar, topped with sour cream and pico de gallo, served with breakfast potatoes and a buttermilk biscuit. You went with that one, the sombrero omelet, and you seemed pretty satisfied with your order, did you not?
Yes, I liked it.
It was good. The eggs were cooked well, everything.
It was nice and fluffy.
A good amount of toppings in it, like a lot of ham and everything. That's the one thing. Yes. Sometimes you get those omelets and you have to like search around for the toppings. There's like a little pocket in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and then it's just a bunch of egg. But it was a good dispersion of toppings there.
Yeah, it was good. No, it was good. It was good.
And you were really loving that salsa on top, right?
Yes, yes, because it wasn't too much.
It was a fresh perfect salsa, amount. Not too juicy. Like, it didn't, like, soak the omelet. That correct. Was your biggest thing.
Correct.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, sometimes you get salsa on an omelet, and it's, like, it's out of the jar, much. And it's yes. just too much liquid, and it just ruins everything. And that looked really fresh and nice and subtle, not too over the top. That banana bread French toast was huge, by the way. $14, three big slices. It was like, if you make a loaf of bread, it was basically half a loaf of bread, what I got. It was huge. It was very good. Very dense, though. The bread was super dense. It was way too much food. And on top of that, I got a side dish as well, which was sausage gravy with biscuits for $5.
Listen to that. This is ridiculous. You get a half a loaf of bread, and then you're getting a side.
I didn't know it was going to be a half a loaf of bread. Going into it again, I would not do that. But almost, if I went into this place again, I'd almost be tempted just to get a couple sides because that was so much food for $5 that I got. Two huge biscuits and a ton of sausage gravy. I mean, that was enough for a full breakfast, that $5 side dish. And it was very good. You don't like sausage gravy, so you weren't a big fan of it anyway. Right, you tried a little. But as far as sausage gravy goes, it was very good. And the biscuits were good. I liked the biscuit. But that banana bread French toast was excellent. The coffee was good. They left the whole pot of coffee there for us, which was nice.
Which I liked that, yep.
Yep. The server, she was good.
Mm-hmm.
We sat outside. They have like a little patio and along the walkway, which was very nice. That was a perfect place to sit, and that was one of those perfect mornings. It was probably like 74 degrees at that time.
Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it, Bill?
It was perfect. And again, nice and relaxed. We didn't feel rushed. The food came out, didn't come out instantly. You know, you could tell it was freshly prepared, everything. Just a very nice atmosphere. And that's a place that I want to go back to for dinner because you've said good things about their dinner.
Oh, the dinner's so good there, yes.
And now that I've been there and know how nice and relaxing it was, that's on my short list for dinner or lunch as well. And hopefully someday I'll be able to stay there because that place was cool. I really liked it.
Big fan, huh?
a huge fan. And I thought I would be because I've watched YouTube videos on it. And I always got the sense that it was a really neat little resort. But seeing it in person is great. Not to mention that it basically is intertwined with the golf course there. Was that the Lake Buena Vista course?
Yeah, LBV.
I believe. So that's also very cool that the course just runs through the middle of the resort as well. Yeah, everything about it I liked. That was a great way to start the day. And then we headed over to Animal Kingdom. After that, do you have anything else you want to say? I don't mean to just...
No.
Cannibalize this conversation.
No, just a good, consistent breakfast. And I think that's what Disney really does well, is breakfast.
Yeah, the sit-down breakfasts are good. Like, we give them a hard time for their quick-service eggs, deservedly so.
Because they're garbage, yes.
They're not very good. But as far as sit-downs go and the buffets, they do an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a bad breakfast as far as a table serve there. Not even close to a bad breakfast. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I would go back there in a heartbeat. The other, like I said, then we went over to Animal Kingdom and met up with everyone else. And basically the point, we won't talk too much about the park itself because that's not the point of this week's episode. But we were able to try the Satouli Canteen, and you had been there one time before, right?
Yeah, Susie and I went, correct.
And you got those cheeseburger filth pods?
Yeah, those Dirta pods, yep.
And you said you liked them, right?
They were good. They were good. They were okay. They were...
Yeah. They look pretty good, I have to say. I didn't try one. I know the girls had... We met up and they were eating, but we had just gotten back from breakfast, so we didn't really...
Yeah, I took Mary's last bite of that dirt.
That's right.
And then we ate the chips off that
plate. Yeah, those chips were good. Those vegetable chips were very
good. So be careful what you say. We did eat a little bit.
A little bit.
Pretty much whatever was given to us.
Very true.
We were like dogs who had just had breakfast, and then the owners are having their breakfast, and they kind of beg, and they might get like a little piece of potato or a little egg, you know.
They don't need it, but they want to try it anyway.
Correct, yes.
But we went back, what, at like 4:30, 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we digested, went on a couple rides, and then headed back over to get some more food, right?
And we got a bowl of filth over there. We got the...
And I wouldn't even call it a bowl of filth.
It was a quality bowl.
I felt pretty healthy after that.
That's true. We had the slow-roasted, slice-grilled beef bowl, and the base that we chose... was the where is it, the salad, right? The romaine.
Yeah, it was
and
a
kale.
quinoa.
No, not the quinoa, because you don't want that. It was like kale and romaine lettuce as the base. And then we got that chimichurri, charred onion chimichurri sauce.
Yep.
And it was very good. The beef was excellent, I have to say. That sliced beef was very, very good. Had good flavor, nice and tender, cooked well. The salad itself was fine. It was just kind of a carrier for a lot of the stuff. That sauce, what did you think of the sauce? The chimichurri sauce.
It was good. It wasn't much kick to it. It was okay. It was flavorful.
It wasn't spicy, but it stuck with me. Like, it had a really strong aftertaste. Like, I was tasting that thing the rest of the day. I don't know.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I definitely had that, like, slight indigestion from it for the rest of the day. I liked it at the time. Afterwards, I was kind of like, I might try a different sauce next time I go. But it was good. And then, like I said, the salad was just whatever you want to say about it. It was just a regular salad underneath. But I could see the appeal of it because there's so many choices. You can get the beef, the chicken, the fish, the tofu, those cheeseburger
pods. Well, take out
pods.
The tofu. I mean, the beef, the chicken, or the fish. Oh, it's an option. Okay.
But it even sounds good. Chili spice crispy fried tofu. Like, that doesn't sound terrible, does it?
It sounds
bad. If it said chili spice crispy fried shrimp, we'd be all over that thing.
Yeah, but the fact that it says tofu.
That hurts it. That does hurt it.
Yes, yeah.
Overall, though, I do like it. There's a lot of seating in there, which is nice. Because that's one thing, a lot of the quick serves don't have enough seating at Disney. plenty of seats, the inside and outside. I like that they have the drink stations outside so you can refill your drinks on your own. That's a plus. Go back and get as many waters as you want, as many sodas as you want, things like that. Yeah, overall, I just liked the whole experience. I thought it was a good theme in there, nice comfortable seats, and good food. Different, too, because
it's
a quick serve, and you get the real plates and the real silverware and everything. And the prices aren't bad. $12.99
for the beef. No, the prices are perfect, aren't they?
Yeah, $11.49 for the chicken, $12.99 for the fish. So it's actually low-end, mid-end on a quick serve as far as that goes. We used a meal because my sister had the dining plan, so we used a meal anyway for it, but it was very good. We weren't terribly hungry, so we split it. Also, that's one of the main takeaways from this. Yeah, I enjoyed that. What did you expect from those filth bowls? Because I know you kind of were looking forward to trying it.
Yeah, I like it because it's like getting a steak salad. It kind of forces you to have the greens.
That's true.
Because it's so easy just to have a dirter and chips at every time you're eating something.
Very true. I like the fact that you get that bowl and you could basically get like 30 different options and not have the same thing twice. Because one day you can go with the chicken with the rice. Mm-hmm. And the chimichurri. The next day you can go with the beef and the quinoa with the creamy herb dressing. And like, there's so many different combinations you can do that it keeps it fresh as well in that regard, because you're not going to get the same thing every time. So even if you love that beef, you can change up the base, you can change up the sauce and still know you're getting that quality beef, and then you can try the other things as well.
Right.
Which is a nice option as well. We did see someone had the kid's hot dog wrapped in that dough, and you were eyeing that thing, weren't you?
Yeah, I was kind of looking to see if that kid was going to finish it off or not. I was going to volunteer to just, hey, you guys sit there, I'll throw your food away.
So it's called the Taylu hot dog wrapped in dough. So it's just a regular hot dog wrapped in a Parker House dough, served with vegetable chips and grapes. So on the kid's menu, it's $6.79. And it's a full-size big hot dog, and that dough wrapped around it just, I don't know, it looks really good. And I can just imagine dipping that thing a little bit of mustard each bite.
Now, you can just go and order a kid's meal, can't you? Do you have to have the kid present?
As far as I know, at the quick serves, it doesn't matter. You can order whatever.
Yeah, because I would think, because, you know, Mom and Weasel could be sitting, you know, at the table.
I don't think they really care. At the table serves, they don't want you ordering the kids' meals, but at the quick serves, I think they'll give you whatever you ask for.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but like you said, if I go in line and order a kid's meal, they're not going to be like, oh, where's the kid?
You know, yeah, it's like my old man used to always go pick up a Happy Meal before they went out for dinner.
To give to you or just for himself?
Oh, no. To give to me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, same kind of thing. I don't think McDonald's really cares if you're a kid or not. You've ordered a Happy Meal, they're going to give it to you.
I used to like Happy Meals.
Yeah, of course.
Did you like Happy Meals?
Yeah, they were great. Made you happy.
What's your favorite thing at McFilter's?
My favorite thing? Their chicken nuggets.
That's like your passion.
Still to this day, I'll go and get some nuggets once in a while. Something about them, they're just very good.
Comforting. You know what I think is like the best fast food sandwich out there?
Chick-fil-A?
Nope. It's the number 4 at McFilter's. It's the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Really?
Oh my god!
See, I'm not a big fan of their hamburgers. I hardly ever get them. I usually get
chicken. Do yourself a favor. Do the double quarter pounder sometime.
I don't know if I can pull the trigger. I'll try it based on your recommendation.
Just do it. It's the perfect sandwich. It's lovely.
I'll give it a try.
You're going to feel like mud after, but...
Well, just, obviously.
Right. Just do a... It's a number 4. Do the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Number 4.
If you want fries with the soda, you can do it, or you can get the sandwich alone, but do the double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah. I like their breakfast at McDonald's.
Ah, who doesn't like their Egg McFilters?
Egg McFilter, the McGriddle. You ever had that thing?
No.
So it's basically like a bun made out of like pancake, and it's got like these little... pockets of syrup built in, so like you bite into it and sometimes you get like a little pocket of syrup with your sausage, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. Because I don't like my sausage touching the syrup. I hate like I can't really? Have pan- yeah I That's can't have best. Pancakes. Nope.
Oh, see, I like that. I like putting syrup on bacon and sausage.
What's this? NCAA Mems, Rhode Island leading UNC at Asheville.
Yeah, this is the kickoff of the NCAA season.
Yep.
They're in the preseason NIT. I know UConn's playing today as well.
They play tomorrow at UCF in football, right?
Oh, yeah. They're like 38.5-point underdogs.
To UCF.
Yeah.
I mean, UCF's a good team, but I remember once upon a time UConn wasn't too bad either.
Yeah, well, they are this year. They're pretty
bad. They're pretty bad this year.
Well, I guess they're no worse than Florida because they lost by about the same margin to Missouri.
Oh, they didn't show up last week, though.
No, I guess
not. I mean, that's completely inexcusable. The third stringer should be competitive against Missouri. That was an absolute joke.
It was back-to-back weeks. They played the two worst teams in NCAA football, UConn Huskies and Florida Gators.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about padding their schedule. You got Florida at home, huh? Who would have thunk?
Yeah, right. That's not a good start for Randy Shannon.
Yeah, he's interim, obviously, right, anyways. Yeah. But tomorrow's a big day for college football. I mean, if you're going to live in mud up in the Northeast, you might as well park your orifice on the couch and watch some ball, don't you think?
Miami, Notre Dame.
Catholics versus the convicts.
I mean, what do you root for in that game, though?
I'm actually rooting
for Miami. There's no winners in that.
I think I hate Miami least.
Yeah, I always hate Notre Dame more than pretty much anything.
What do you got? Alabama, Mississippi State, I think. Mm-hmm. You got Georgia. Auburn, I think. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, some good
big
games.
Big day. Big day of college football.
All right, Bill, you have anything else you want to add about any of these three filth joints that we checked out?
No, I'm after a podcast about filth at Disney, I'm thinking about that double quarter pounder with cheese now.
Well, that was what we ended off with. We talk about all this beautiful food, and then we start talking about McDonald's on the way out.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Do you do like little family lunch when you get back on Saturday, or are you
free?
Yeah,
usually we do. Yeah.
Well, could you pick up a bag of McDirt?
For family lunch? I don't know if the good doctor would be too keen on that. She's not a big fan of McDonald's.
Get her a double quarter pounder, which you see what she says.
If I do, I usually get Chick-fil-A on the way home.
Oh, do you?
Saturday lunch, yeah.
Well, get Chick-fil-A in that McFilter for you.
But if I go to Chick-fil-A and I end up with a McDonald's cheeseburger,
I'm gonna be kicking myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't like you enough to eat McDonald's instead of Chick-fil-A.
Save it for a half-isode.
That's a good idea.
Just put the microphone, just go down to the office, like one of those days where you get the half day.
What if I go live eating a double?
Oh, that's right. You've got this live thing down to a T.
There was some good live broadcast.
Oh, it was really good.
I think the best one was when I was on the Astro Orbiter going live.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
I think you got to go live, and I think you just have to sit there like an old man.
And just eat it with the small hot coffee.
Yes, get the small hot coffee, get the Projo, read the local section, and have a double quarter pounder with cheese live.
I don't know if I could do that. I don't even know if the Projo makes a local section anymore.
Oh, they don't do the local? No. They don't. They used to do the East Bay and West Bay when I was a kid.
Yeah, no, they don't do that anymore.
No, of course not.
I think they have like three sections. I think they have like the front page, sports, and life beat. And that's it.
Yeah, they don't. They obviously don't have the employment section either.
No, they do not. All right, you want to take us to our second break here?
All right, Jurgen, let's go to take our second break there.
You're the one. You quarter pound your people.
My dad's a policeman.
My dad's a farmer.
Oh, yeah? Well, my dad's a quarter pounder person.
Ooh. You're the one. You quarter pound your people.
Okay, Johnny. That's 102.25 pounds. Where'd you pick up the next
McDonald's quarter pounder and quarter pounder with cheese. A big quarter pound of juicy, lean 100% beef on a sesame seed bun. A quarter pounder person knows there's just one quarter pounder and just one place to get one.
A quarter pounder person has a smile a mile around. There's lots of quarter pounder people, just one place they can be found.
You know how I first knew I was a quarter pounder person? Every day at 12 o'clock, I turned into a McDonald's.
At McDonald's,
quarter pounder people,
we do it all for you.
All right, but back from break. This is episode 193 of the Por Favor podcast. We just talked a little filth, or a lot of filth.
A lot of filth. Although none of it was terribly filthy that we ate. Like, that Satuli Canteen was not filthy. The Liberty Tree was, like, semi-filthy. The dessert
I'd say filthy. Yeah, I'd say Liberty Tree's filthy.
Is it? Because the meats aren't bad. They're, like, fresh and, you know, they're not greasy.
If your doctor told you that your cholesterol and blood pressure were high, and you said that you had this for dinner, what do you think they would say?
Stick with the salad.
Yeah, I don't
have
think
some
they'd
green
be too,
beans and salad. That's true. All right,
I don't think they'd be too thrilled with all that pile of garbage. That dessert.
Yeah, that's true. The dessert was very filthy. That's a good point. Although Olivia's, what I ordered was filthy, but there were definitely non-filth options on that menu.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like kind of an in-between filth joint. That's how breakfast is. You can either go full filth or you can go like the light and refreshing route.
Mm-hmm.
I went full filth.
Yeah, I highly recommend the omelet that I got there. It was fantastic.
Yeah, the banana bread French toast was very good too if you're into a sweet. So we're given a savory and a sweet choice for breakfast there. Either mm-hmm. one you can't go wrong with. I loved it. That was fun going to the breakfast because I had two very good breakfasts at Disney that week. And the rest
we just chilled and took our time and sat mm-hmm. outside.
Yeah, it was great.
Perfect was morning. Nice. Oh, it was perfect.
Yep. Can't disagree with that at all. All right. I don't have anything else to add, though. You want to bring it home?
Sure. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, you want to plug your YouTube channel?
Yeah, youtube.com/Por Favor Podcast. And you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 193 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de los Podcast from my cousin up in blustery westerly Rhode Island. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.